Hello and welcome again to another episode of the podcast. Actually, this will be the first episode of the podcast, technically. The last episode was a pilot. Today's show is not going to be a long, rambling mess, I hope. So this time I've actually got a nice little list for you guys. We've got a few things here in the news. Some news today. We've got, in the gaming world anyway, we've got some sweet-ass releases. Some sweet releases that have come out in the last couple of days. Skyrim, the beautiful, absolutely beautiful game. 300 hours of gameplay, minimum, to beat this thing. It's awesome. I've been looking at videos. It's got an 8.5 on GameStop, or GameSpot, and it's looked really good. Another release was the new Assassin's Creed. It looks pretty cool. I've not been a big fan of the Assassin's Creed games. So, if you like that kind of stuff, it's just letting you know that it's out there. Now, in a little bit more retro news, the Halo release, the re-release of the first game, happened over this last week. I don't have an Xbox to play it on, or I think I'm gonna have to go over to a friend's house or something like that to try it out. It looks pretty good, but I don't know if it's worth the price tag. All they really did is spiff it up and make it look nice. So we'll have to check that out and see what it looks like. But that's the gaming news for the day. A lot of good stuff coming out. The holiday season is upon us, so if you're looking at getting any kind of games, go ahead and head over to Nintendo Age, check out the buy, sell, trade section. There's a lot of people selling tons of great games right now. There's quite a few buy, sell, trades that I'm actually interested in. If you go on to NintendoAge.com, just check out the gaming buy, sell, and trade portion. I've got my personal one on there. It's got quite a few Nintendo 64, NES, SNES games. There's box protectors for sale. If you're interested in any kind of reproduction, chunk out for the GBC, the Game Boy Color, is out right now. If you head over to Time Walk Games, they have Mario Adventure with the save feature. And without, if you want to save a few dollars, it comes with a box, a black cartridge. It looks really nice. If you're really interested in getting somebody something nice for Christmas, if they're into repros, if you head over to Retro Zone, they have the Christmas carts that are available until December 31st. They look awesome. And this year is a good one, because this year they have a SNES version with a completely different game on it than the NES. They're both $39. I'd get in on it now so they can be made and shipped out, so it can get there for Christmas time. Now, on to the game review for the day. I have in my hands the MRN, Mario's Right Nut, game. The second one, I believe, that he's done. It's Bust a Nut, The Flight of the Harbinger, or Harbinger, whichever one works. This is this is first edition, number 29 out of 50. It's rated bitchin', content rated by death. These aren't currently for sale anymore. He made 50 of them and put them out, so if you want to get a hold of yours, you'll probably have to go through Nintendo Age. It's really nice. The packaging on it is really nice. He did it all on his own. He did an awesome job. It's got a story on the back. It's hilarity all over. I mean, if you read on the back, it says things like 100 levels, instructions. It has kick some bitch ass written right on the back. You can play two players, graphic nudity, of course, and there's one, two, three nut sacks, one of which says nuts in your mouth. So the packaging, I would say the packaging is really nice, it fits really well. It's actually a CD case, and inside is the cartridge, regular NES cartridge, and he has his brand all over it. These are actually, I believe, Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt cards that have been stripped down. On the inside, there's instructions. It comes with instructions. It comes with a coupon, actually, for a few things if you're ever in Nashville. It comes with a picture of his previous game, Slappin' Bitches, which I believe you can actually message him and he'll sell, but don't take my word for it. It has an advertisement for the camp out, which is coming up here next year in June, so the 20th to the 24th, in Paul's Yard. But all in all, it's got a full backstory booklet in there. It's the packaging's really nice, really smooth. I like the whole CD case idea. The game itself is actually, it's really interesting how it's played. You use two controllers. You use two controllers, one of which controls the ship itself. Forward, down, side to side. And your ship is trying to shoot a square. There's a square of bad guys around you. And you're trying to kill all the bad guys on the screen. And it's the controls are really smooth. The second I picked it up, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this, you know, he really did a good job on this. So props right there for that. It's got the other controller, on the other hand, shoots. So you can push backwards on your driving controller, but shoot in the opposite direction, which makes it really nice. So if you're looking for a good game, you can get this. I believe you can get the ROM for it. For your emulator, check it out. It's really fun. I've made it 40 stages into it, but it's got a save. It doesn't have a save feature, so it does have a password system. So you do have to write passwords down, which is any classic Nintendo gamer's favorite thing to do. But all in all, I would give it a 4 out of 5. The 4 would probably be because it's not a lot of people are going to get the actual box, so they would only be able to get the game. But the game itself is wonderful. I'd suggest it to anybody. I've had a few friends who aren't Nintendo collectors come over and play this game, and they're blown away. They're like, wow, this is so cool. And it's like, yeah, it was actually made by somebody on the Nintendo Age web forums. It's a homebrew game. Somebody made this, and they're blown away that you can take apart old games and put new games inside of them. And it's really cool. I'm really glad I got my hands on one of them. Now, on to the music review for today. The game that I'm reviewing for the music review, short review, is Pesterminator, the main stage. It's playing in the background right now, and it's just such an interesting song. It's not really well known, and a lot of people really, since they don't collect some of the unlicensed games, they don't really get into a lot of the music on there. And some of them, it's like rehash. If you get some of the American video games, they actually just rehash the music straight into the new game. So if you want to check it out, just go onto YouTube and look up Pesterminator. It's actually playing in the background right now. It's a really interesting song. It doesn't sound like anything else on the Nintendo, because it just seems like it's all over the place. It's such an interesting song, and it really caught my ear the first time I had ever heard it when I got Pesterminator. And it's very strange, really cool, very interesting song. But this will be the end of the podcast for the day. Once again, I'd like to give thanks to NintendoAge.com for being able to bring some of these homebrew games out into the open and bring collectors together in a community. I'd like to thank the podcast service that I use to host my podcast on. And I hope everybody enjoyed the first real episode of the podcast. Hopefully next week, like I said, it won't be as rambly, but I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Take it easy, guys.